Hello.
Hi, my name is Mary. I was returning a call from customer support. May I have your zip code to locate the account, please?
Oh, my zip code is 91425.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Will you repeat that again, please?
91425. Well, no, I'm sorry. 91423.
91423.
Yes.
And may I have your name?
Charles Weldon.
Okay, give me a moment while I locate your name.
Sure.
Okay, my system is just loading slow. Just bear with me.
Sure.
Okay, will you verify your address, please?
13331 Moore Park Street, apartment 133, Sherman Oaks, California, 91423.
Okay, thank you. And it's showing that you ordered the Keurig. How may I help you?
Well, I'm calling about that. I hadn't received any information from your company since the 8th, and I was wondering what's happening with the shipment.
Okay, let me check the order for you. One moment, sir.
Sure.
Okay, looks like so you paid the $574 to enter into the sweepstakes joint to win the Keurig, but unfortunately you didn't win it.
I'm sorry, say that all again, please. I missed all that.
Yes, sir. So you paid the $574 to enter into the sweepstakes drawing to win the Keurig, but unfortunately you didn't win it.
Oh, that's not what the computer, the information on the computer, it wasn't a drawing. It was to receive one.
I certainly
it doesn't
apologize.
say anything at all about a ch- about chance, or that I was entering to a drawing of any kind. It said that I was going to get one.
Okay, I'm sorry that information went unnoticed to you, Mr. Weldon, on the website.
The information there is misleading.
I certainly do apologize.
It doesn't say anything at all about a drawing or a lottery or anything at all like that. It just says I'm going to be getting that machine for spending $574 less $2 for using a MasterCard. And that's not happened either.
Okay, so
are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I'm sorry the information went unknown to you on the website. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
I'd like to speak to a supervisor, please.
We all follow the same policy, Mr. Weldon. They inform me the information that I'm informing you of. Is there anything?
All right, I will tell you now. I'm not going to let this end here. I'm going to check again the website, read every single word on the offer that was made. And if I have to take this to some higher authority, I will do that. That was misleading advertising on the web. And I don't know all the names of the laws or the numbers of the laws, but this has to be in violation of something. It's not right.
Refund the $574 charge back to you, Mr. Weldon, if you would like me to.
Absolutely.
Okay. The refund will go back into your account, 3 to 5 business days. The refund confirmation number is R as in Roger, 263-140-451.
Oh, I have you. I don't need to write that down. I have your phone number and I have the original offer on the website is still there. I'm going to be looking at that again. Thank you for the refund. I look forward to it.
Thank you for calling customer support.